Well, that was a call for Steve Massey. We're here in the Exeter service station car park. So, trip's gone okay so far?
It has at the moment. I did notice there was a lot of traffic sort of following us up, sort of build up, particularly from coming in into Cornwall. So I just didn't want to be stressed today with particularly our first game. We'd actually ETA was supposed to be about 11:30, so we're well ahead of schedule. Hope the game goes as well as on at the moment. So just message the Devon boys to if they're available earlier now. They say it was 11:30 time, and then have some food here on the coach, and then make our way across to Bridport. Hopefully the arrival time there will be 1:30.
Right. And Helston making history today, of course. And I was reading yesterday your tweets that, you know, you couldn't wait for this day to come, could you?
It really does feels, I know it's the old cliches and things are coming out, oh, it's like Christmas and things, but it isn't. I didn't sleep. Tonight I'm hoping I'm going to sleep well tonight, although to be perfectly honest, after the game you're always as a buzz and things, but it was gone 2 o'clock last night before I even remembered going to sleep. I just the head was buzzing, and all the years I've been, I mean, this is my 31st season now as a manager. Yeah.
As a footballer, how many?
I had 16, 17 as an apprentice as well, I suppose. So I had 16, 17 on top of that. I'm getting on to nearly 50, isn't it, now, then? Blimey.
That's a lot.
So it is. It's a stress, and it's days like this where it's gone well that, yeah, perhaps maybe you don't get all the stress lines and things. But it is a wonderful feeling. I know Stevie Jewell is coming up with his boy Harrison, of course, and Stevie alongside yourself as well, because I was your first ever interview. I mean, we remember sat at those picnic benches at Helston there when I'd first just come in, been announced, and along with Paul, of course, the chairman, brother Stu, and brother Stu unfortunately can't, it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Stu. We started this sort of journey five seasons ago now. I'm really, really proud of where we come from. You know, that particularly Stevie Jewell and Stu and myself and Paul, the chairman, we were right at the beginning of this, and we did say it wouldn't be great to get promotion. And you know, I think even then we just thought, well, maybe might happen. But the players that we brought in, and the players now, and the vision that we've gone on with the young guys and things, that there's 8 today from the under 21s in my squad today. Kieran Daughtry's come in as the keeper today to sit on the bench, so that means it's 8, and I'm really, really proud of that. It's a great day, and I think I might have a little bit of a nap later on the way back to the coach, but at the moment it's just the adrenaline is just buzzing.
And of course, you mentioned keepers. I think on the podcast 2 weeks ago, you said you'd used last season 5 goalkeepers in 10 games or something like that. You've got a new one today.
Yeah, it just seems to be continuous at the moment. We had that that stat that we had. We played 10 league games. I mean, we were in some cases 6 and 7 games behind other teams higher up the table. So. And we'd use 5 goalkeepers. I mean, it was a nightmare, really. And the stress that I felt under for, you know, 24, 48 hours before a game, trying to find a keeper. And it's you know, all the good ones really are playing for teams, for good teams. So it's not like, you know, they say, oh, yeah, there's a great keeper just sat around waiting for a club to come. You know, the good keepers are at clubs and play at clubs. So it was really, really difficult. I mean... You know, Sam Borthwick came in to help us, and he did a great, great job. And I thought I'd sorted it this season. John Ross from Dorchester, but he's not quite right. He's picked up a groin injury. But I do happen to have been keeping tabs on all the time. Marko Radovanic. I'm just going to call him Marko.
Sorry, just for rapper's sake, can you say that again?
Marko, the big Australian, Radovanic, I'm not even going to attempt it. I'm just calling him Marko. All right, yeah. So, I had the pleasure of seeing him in 2-3 games last season, when we did these away trips with him and followed the Western League then, and with Pyram Films, and he really impressed me, and so I've been keeping tabs on him. He's been down with us for sort of a couple of games as well. He's been with us, and then just that with John having the groin injury, that I brought Marco in. And he's a top keeper. He's one of, if not the best that's in this league, without a doubt.
Okay, well, thanks for the moment, Steve. We're on the coach, Exeter service station, Helston on the road to Bridport.